The focus here is on brick or stone buildings built before 1945, roughly speaking. The construction style is called unreinforced masonry. This category of earthquake-vulnerable structures includes thousands of schools, churches, and apartment buildings. They're all over the Northwest, in the historic core of cities large and small, so says Eric Holdeman. He's the former King County Emergency Management Director, now a consultant.
These are the buildings, as we've seen in Mexico most recently, that are in high danger of collapsing and actually killing people, severely injuring them. We've got a tremendous risk.
Going back decades, earthquake task forces in Oregon and Washington have issued reports calling for seismic rehab of vulnerable older buildings. Holdeman is dismayed. His state hasn't even done a statewide inventory of these and is dawdling, in his words, in making owners fix them.
So this isn't going to be done overnight, but the sooner you start, the sooner we create a better safe environment. Life safety. We're not talking about just, might not be that bad. We're talking about killer buildings.
Now along comes another report that restates the risk and solution.
Governor, after taking a good hard look at this...
Washington Governor Jay Inslee on Wednesday received a lengthy set of recommendations from state agency leaders for how to better prepare for a massive earthquake and tsunami. In Chapter 3, develop a mandatory building retrofit code that includes enforcement and financing options for building owners. But it's assigned a lower priority, something to get to in 5 or 10 years.
I think we should start it sooner, and I'm very concerned about the unreinforced masonry buildings that we have.
That's Major General Brett Dougherty, the head of the Washington National Guard. Why delay taking action? Dougherty says a lack of funding from the legislature is part of it. He also noted the rarity of catastrophic earthquakes around here contributes to complacency.
You know, Governor Gregoire used to tell us, never waste a good disaster. And the Californians did not. They took advantage of that terrible experience to come out stronger. Now we have had some, I would say, moderate earthquakes here in the state of Washington, but we have not had a major earthquake here.
The last 9.0 Cascadia megaquake struck in 1700. There's broad agreement that retrofits save lives, but they can be costly to perform and hard to finance. The job often involves tying together walls and floors and roofs and bracing cornices and parapets to prevent the raining of bricks and stones onto the sidewalk below. Attorney Walter McMonies owns several vintage apartment buildings in Portland and sits on a city seismic policy committee. He describes pushback from some building owners.
On the one hand, the city wants us to do these retrofits, and the normal way you'd pay for something expensive like that the government makes you do is you'd raise your rents if you're a landowner. And it looks like we're kind of between a rock and a hard place because they aren't going to be very gracious about raising our rents.
McMonies voluntarily completed a $1.3 million seismic upgrade recently of a brick apartment building his family owns. Portland and Seattle look to be in a slow race to see which succeeds first in making reinforcement of risky old buildings mandatory. The Portland City Council is scheduled to take up this issue in mid-October. They'll be looking at a proposal to provide some kind of public assistance in exchange for requiring owners to retrofit vulnerable buildings. A similar recommendation is on its way to the Seattle City Council for briefing later in the fall. Still unclear is if the political will to pass such a requirement exists. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.